and you're listening tonight here on Vermont Public Radio. Good evening. I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. A very unusual legal case is set to be considered in Montpelier next week. On Tuesday, the Vermont Supreme Court is set to hold a special hearing to determine whether Governor Peter Shumlin has the authority to appoint a new member to the court. Shumlin wants to fill the spot of a retiring justice, even though that justice won't actually step down until after the governor is out of office. Last week, the court temporarily blocked Shumlin from making the appointment. VPR's Bob Kinzel has more.
As far as legal scholars can tell, Vermont has never had a case like this one. In September, Supreme Court Justice John Dooley announced that he would not seek another six-year term on the court. It means that Dooley will step down in mid-March when his current term expires. Governor Peter Shumlin quickly announced that he wanted to fill the opening before he leaves office on January 5th. But questions arose about whether the vacancy is actually occurring before Dooley's term ends in March. Shumlin says he's confident that he's acting with full legal authority.
Governors don't stop doing their jobs because they are finishing their terms. Vermonters hired me to work as hard as I can to fulfill the obligations of the governor's office. And I think past governors would agree that our job is to do our job until the next governor is sworn in, and that's what I intend to do.
But House Minority Leader Don Turner disagrees. He's petitioned the Supreme Court to block Shumlin from making an appointment.
I think this is a challenge to the judicial system in that there is no vacancy. If he nominates somebody, it creates a situation with a future Senate appointing a nominee of a past governor, which questions the integrity of the whole court. So there's a lot of issues at hand here that I feel are important to our state.
Rutland lawyer Peg Flory is the head of the state's Judicial Nominating Board. Flory, who is also a state senator, says her board determined that there is a vacancy in terms of its work to seek candidates for the court. 20 people applied, and the board held a series of interviews. It concluded that 6 applicants met the standard of being, quote, well qualified for the court. Flory says her board did not want to wade into the legal questions surrounding the issue of the governor's authority to make an appointment. And she says there's no national precedent to guide the board.
This has happened in some other states that have similar wording in their constitution or statutes. And some have decided one way, some have decided another way. So it's unclear.
Jared Carter is an assistant professor at Vermont Law School. He thinks the Vermont Constitution is pretty clear on this subject. He points to Chapter 2, Article 32, which states, quote, "The governor, with the advice and consent of the Senate, shall fill a vacancy on the Supreme Court." Carter says it's reasonable to conclude that a vacancy exists now.
When the Constitution is clear in terms of the roles and powers of different branches, the courts tend to tread very carefully in terms of injecting themselves into that process. And the Vermont Constitution is clear.
And Carter says it's critical that the Supreme Court rules on this case before Shumlin leaves office.
I do think the court wants to deal with this before the new governor is inaugurated and takes office, because at that point, the ship would have sailed. You know, we need to figure out who has the power to appoint this vacancy that's going to be actually happening in the spring.
Carter says it's also possible that the Supreme Court could dismiss the case if it finds that Representative Turner doesn't have the legal standing to bring this challenge. That's why Caledonia Senator Joe Benning has also filed a petition with the court. Benning believes a member of the Senate would have standing because the Senate will ultimately vote on any prospective nominee. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.